Podcast 33 is sponsored by WordSprint, the definitive choice for printing and mailing.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Today's podcast is being recorded on New Year's Day, 2017. I attempt to make all of these messages universal, so no matter when you are listening to them, they are relevant. You can go back and get the transcripts for all of my podcasts at HughBallewPodcast.com. It's just my name, HughBallewPodcast.com. We think about resetting the bar when we cross the date line between 1 year and the next year. We could do this at any time. It's a convenient time to refresh and rethink. Podcast 32 was about setting goals that work. So Podcast 33 is about resources, growing ourselves. The whole podcast, Orchestrating Success, is converting your passion to profit. It's about leader effectiveness. If we don't learn to do it, it isn't going to get done. It's our vision. Let's claim the vision for the organization that we lead. We are changing the world by changing the way people are doing things, especially the people that are in the organization that we lead. So Podcast 33, here we go. You can find the links if you go to HughBallewPodcast.com and look for Session 33. Henry Ward Beecher said, "We should not judge people by at their peak of excellence, but by the distance they have traveled from the point where they started." Whoa. Well, that's good for me. There was one point when I was nothing but potential. And applying myself helped me achieve things that otherwise I had no logical reason to achieve. So today, I'm going to acquaint you with the resources that I've created over the years and link you to where you can find them. Many of these are free, and you can opt in for some paid resources, but these are my gift for you. They're free. Number one is a leadership magazine that I co-publish with Jeff McGee. It's part of the performance brand. It's nonprofit performance 360 magazine. It's published quarterly. It is specific for nonprofit leaders, leading charities, leading churches, leading synagogues, leading educational institutions, leading community organizations. However, good leadership is good leadership. Business leaders write about good business principles, and we encourage those leaders in charity to install those principles. I recommend the magazine for anyone, and you can read it online for free. You can subscribe to it. For the first time ever, nonprofit leaders have a leadership magazine dedicated to the needs of the social benefit sector. So I'm pleased to offer Nonprofit Performance Magazine, the resource designed specifically for leaders of charities. Each quarter of the magazine will feature cutting-edge thinking from leaders in fields of leadership, organizational culture, and nonprofit management with special guest features. The magazine extends the work of Center Vision Leadership Foundation. I took the word synergy and vision, and I put them together and trademarked the word Center Vision, SynerVision, as a musical conductor, I know how to create what we call ensemble, where the culture learns to perform at a higher level because they're paying attention to each other, and the conductor allows the space for this to happen. In non-musical settings, this is the synergy of the common vision. So I call it Center Vision. So Center Vision Leadership Foundation, is setting new paradigms for leadership development, organizational leadership, individual leadership, board development. This is the outgrowth of our work. And we collaborate with Jeff McGee International. He created a professional performance brand. And this is an extension of that brand, but it's a fully owned and managed project by Center Vision Leadership Foundation. We find really relevant material. It's not advertorials. It's helpful, useful material. You can get free digital subscriptions, and you can buy a print copy. You can get it on the app, iOS app, or you can get a PDF delivered to your mailbox each quarter. The recurring topics are leadership, tools and skills to build strong culture of leaders, member stakeholder engagement, keeping them interested and involved, funding, how to attract funds, stewardship, managing resources of people, time, money, team building, staff, volunteers, boards, committees, the academic desk, current research summaries and resources, the design corner, how the visual impacts our work, more than a chair, tools and systems moving beyond traditional thinking, nonprofits that work, case studies of successful nonprofit organizations, planning, creating a strategy that delivers the vision and mission. And we have Grants Corner. What's the latest happening with grants? You can get Nonprofit Performance Magazine by going to nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org. Center Vision also has an online community for community builders. If you're working to build a tribe around the vision, the mission, the philosophy, then Center Vision Leadership is a community for community builders. I invite you to come and check it out. It's Center Vision, same word, centervisionleadership.org, centervisionleadership.org. The benefits of this community, which you can join for free, you can get more content for simply $8 a month. You can be part of a monthly mastermind group for $48 a month. It's really low cost, high value resources. You have peer-to-peer sharing of best practices, learn from nonprofit thought leaders, video content, article content, masterminds, for problem solving and more and more and more. We're growing the opportunities, and the members are helping us understand what members need. CenterVisionLeadership.org. I offer one-day leadership empowerment sessions. So you can go to nonprofitleadership.org and find out where the next session is. The link is on the page. For business leaders, you're running a small business. You're starting a small business. You're growing a small business. It's only going to grow as far as your ability to lead the business. So get my free report, How to Build the Business of Your Dreams. These are the tools for success. It's built around leadership, how to build a sustainable, profitable enterprise. How to Build the Business of Your Dreams. It's free. You get free video content. You get exploratory content. You get an invitation to get my 7 pillars of success. So go to theleaderaccelerator.com. Theleaderaccelerator.com. Sign up for this free report. It's a system for anybody growing. You feel like you're blocked. What do I need next? This is a low-cost group, content-driven, focused for those who are starting or growing some sort of enterprise. Social benefit. We are social entrepreneurs. We are changing the world, either in a nonprofit or a for-profit setting. It's sequenced learning systems, group coaching, lots of useful material for a very, very small fee. If you're stuck not knowing where to start, if you're starting an organization, if you're stuck not knowing how to grow you got great ideas, you're not receiving the revenue that you believe you should be, then go to leaderunblocked.com. Leaderunblocked.com. There's some useful content in that unwebinar that's on that page, and a chance to join the program. It starts throughout the year with different kinds of groups. So we start groups of 10 together. And there's some free resources at centervision.us. That's that word again, centervision.us. Go to free stuff. This one I want to talk about, the number one killer of teams. And I had a podcast on this topic. I'm on a crusade to eliminate the boring, unproductive meeting. So get my free report, Conducting Power-Packed Meetings. It's the biggest challenge I see, and I want to help you. I have helped hundreds of people grow their ideas, their dreams into reality by building high-performance teams, by learning how to conduct power-packed meetings. The problem is that most people want to do things like they've always done, badly. They don't know any other way to approach leading groups, developing best thinking practices. This article is accompanied by video. It's going to define, number one, why the agenda is the enemy of productive meetings and what works far, far better than using an agenda. There's templates for planning awesome meetings. Fill in these blanks and you're on a head start. Three, how to construct from the desired outcomes backwards to ensure engaged, productive team interaction that will ensure success. You plan backwards, define where you want to end up. And number four, find secrets for managing time, managing group participation, keeping the team focused and on track. And finally, how to keep anyone from hijacking the meeting with their own personal agenda. It's free. So go to centervision.us, centervision.us, click on free stuff. There's other free stuff there as well, including the business of your dreams. So get it. Start today. It's the first day of the year. We talked about goals. Growing yourself should be at the first priority level for any new year. Change the future by changing yourself. Change the future by defining the results, defining the pathway. Long-term objectives, where do you want to be 3 to 5 years? Define it, state it in present tense. Short-term goal, where do you want to be 12 months along that pathway? Milestones, where do you want to be every month within that year? Short-term goals are 1 year or less. Milestones are 30-day increments of achievements. All of those are stated in present tense. I am in possession of, I have accomplished specific measurable outcomes stated in present tense. You see it as already having happened. Underneath the monthly milestones, we begin to construct action plans. Your to-do list. What will you do each week? An action plan for each week. We shift from defining the future in present tense to creating an action statement. Start with the word to create, to develop, to implement, to define. Get the idea? You do four sets of to-dos underneath each monthly milestones. How will you accomplish the milestone? These are your to-do lists, your action item. What's the action? If you have a team, who will do it? Number three, what's the completion date? The action, the champion, the completion date. It's very, very helpful. And lastly, what will you do each and every day? I call these daily value deliverables. What will you do that's daily underneath each of these to-dos? Break it into baby steps every day. It could take 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Do 3 DVDs, daily value deliverables. They're daily, they're related to your goal, they're valuable, and they're deliverables. They're not activity, they're accomplishments, they're achievements, they're completions. Daily value deliverables. Every day, do something to reach your goals. That's 3 a day, 15 a week if you work 5 days, 60 a month if you work 4 weeks. You will achieve your goals if you break it down. Set goals, develop the mechanisms of accountability to be sure that you're successful. And do not forget, work on yourself first. Transforming ideas means transforming ourselves first. This is Hubaloo, the first message of 2017. I wish you well. I hope this helps. I'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.